Season 2, Episode 7. We start today's adventure with Rocky up in his room at Lemur's house. He walks downstairs and gets into a chair in the middle of the living room. He puts on his VR helmet and starts playing a scary game.
Ooh, I found a safe room. Score! Although, every time they let me save, it's never a good sign of what's to come.
Rocky moved his character in the game slowly outside the safe room. He got to a miner's car and it started rolling forward. The car picked up speed and took curves super fast. Rocky was almost flung out of his chair that he was sitting in. As the track straightened out and rolled into darkness, all of a sudden, something came crashing through the wall in his room.
Go, motherfucker, go, motherfucker, go!
A scary clown in the video game started chasing Rocky with a chainsaw. We see Rocky moving his arms, making the real running movements in our reality. It also makes him run in the game. He pulled out his gun, which was his controller, and started to shoot at the clown to take him down.
What now, bird dog? What?
We see him playing the game. He's wearing the helmet, holding a controller, looking behind him. He wasn't paying attention to what lied ahead. He turned around and saw a bandsaw in the last moment that was about to chop off his head. He said,
"Oh, hell no! Not today, Satan!"
His character would die, and he took off the VR headset. A car horn beeped outside. Rocky did his checklist before heading to the door.
Lighter, wallet, smart, cell, all good.
As he got to his front door, he closed it and locked it. He went over and hopped into Lemur's car, and they began to drive off.
Hey, Scooty, bro!
Nada, itu mierda.
Wait, did you just say nothing and shit, but in Spanish?
Did I? I thought that's how you say nothing and you.
Mierda is shit in Spanish, bro, and nada is nothing.
Mierda, mierda, mierda! That's so cool! It's a new funny way to also say poop. Mind if I turn on the radio, Lean?
Rocky leaned forward and turned on the radio.
Ooh, that fun looks scandalous. Watching it flip a flopperly.
Must you always sing that song every time we're in the car?
Everywhere they go, Rocky always sings the bun song. We see different clips of him singing the song, but at different times, always annoying Lemur with the song.
But I thought it was our song, Lean.
Dude, guys don't have songs. Only couples do.
Dudes can share songs with other dudes, and ladies can share songs with other ladies. Do bros not mosh when the hard-hitting song comes on? Mm-hmm. Do ladies not flock to the dance floor when they hear their favorite song? Yeah, what now, son? I'm telling you, BD, today's gonna be a great day. I can just feel it in my bones.
They pulled up to the radio station and got out of the car to go inside. As they walked through the front door, Lemur asked,
"What's a VD?"
I said BD, like as in bird dog, not VD. A VD is a venereal disease. You don't want that. You know, it could also be Valentine's Day.
They were greeted by Fauna, who had a worried look on her face as they walked inside.
Holy cow, thanks, Bugs Bunny. You guys are here. We are in bad shape.
What's wrong, babe?
The transmitter to our tower on the roof is broke. It's not broadcasting a signal out, and I can't find a replacement anywhere.
Well, how did it break?
It's a really old tower. Ugh, it was a bitch to program it to broadcast our signal. It's going to be a bitch to find another one, let alone to set it up and broadcast again.
Loud creaking sounds could be heard from above on the roof. Seconds passed before the sound of a nuclear bomb exploding would go off. All three of them would jump under the receptionist's desk. A couple seconds would pass before Lemur popped his head out to look. Rocky was huddled in a ball with Fauna.
What in the roadkill is that?
It's the humans! They return to eat us, or worse, make us their pets.
Fauna rolled her eyes and popped up to look as well.
Oh my Bugs Bunny!
What? What is it?
It's a human ship that's crash-landed in our parking lot.
I knew it. They're here to kill us.
It's the transmitter, you idiot! I guess we're just getting dead air now.
Lemur started racking his brain. How could they get a new transmitter? All three of them emerged out from the receptionist desk and stood in the lobby, trying to think of a solution.
Well, why can't we just steal Watt's radio tower?
No! One, that's illegal. Two, the transmitter has been aligned to our broadcasting signal. it would be just easier to find an old one to reprogram. Or just buy a new one. Plus, stealing is wrong.
Oh, I'm not. And here I thought we were going to have a most excellent adventure.
Lemur pondered the thought in his mind. Who could have an extra tower?
Maybe a school? No. Maybe a TV station? No. We don't need the visual. Aha! I got it. I think I know a guy.
He knew a guy that could literally find anything, anywhere. Lemur hit Rocky in the arm and said,
Let's ride!
They ran outside around the fallen radio station tower and got into Lemur's car and drove off to find Lemur's guy.
What's going on, Lem? Where are we going? Are we there yet? Can I get a toy? Please, please, please!
Shut up and let me answer! 1, I don't know. 2, Tommy. 3, no. And 4, really?
No, anybody but Tommy. That dude's so weird.
He's got good weed, though.
Okay, I'll give you that. But one time I asked him what he thought about the Cats movie, and he said he really loved it. And then a few seconds later, I asked him for an ashtray to flick the ashes of the joint inside. Then he turned around and looked right at me and said he loved the ashtray, too. We smoked a little, and then he fucking cobra'd me with a lighter!
Cobra'd you?
Yeah, it's where you take the lighter, and you light it for about 10 seconds, get it all hot and nice and warm, and then you push it against someone's skin, and you yell, Cobra! And you make your arm look like a snake. It's a lot of fun, dude.
Ah ha ha ha. I totally forgot about Cobra. We were so dumb in high school. But that's not the point, dude. Tommy's always had our backs. He always hooks us up with some green. He helped us get revenge on Chuck Wood's dune buggy. And heck, he even helped you save me from Chuck. Tommy's a good guy, bro.
I guess you're right.
People change and grow up.
Not me. I'll never grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
What's a Toys R Us kid?
It's a commercial from this really old school toy store that I saw while watching The Scary Door.
Moral of the story, Tommy is good people. And a friend in need is a friend indeed.
I thought it's a friend with weed is a friend indeed.
Tomato, tomato, same thing.
They both shared a laugh as they pulled up to Tommy's place. Lemur knocked on Tommy's shell, and he quickly popped out.
Lemur, my favorite primate. What's poppin'?
Oh, you know, keeping my head in the clouds.
And stick on the ice. Hey, Rocky.
Tommy leaned forward and fist-bumped both of them. He made an explosion sound when they bumped fists.
Yo, you guys will never believe what I just got.
What?
My weed box. Oh! Check it out, bro. There's Northern Lights, OG Skywalker, Jack Frost, AC/DC, Pineapple Express, and Barry White for this month.
Ooh, can I get some Jack Frost?
Hell yeah. You got it, my dude.
Tommy quickly packaged a little weed in a baggie for them. While he was doing this, Lemur said,
Hey, Tommy, thanks again for helping Rocky get me out of that tight spot with Chuck the other day.
Don't worry about it. That's what friends are for. You guys need something? Smock, Jimson weed, nostalgia, jubes, dabs, herbs? You name it, I got it.
How about a outgoing radio transmitter?
Aw, man, let me look. Offhands? I don't got that. But let me check.
Tommy retreated back into his shell to look. While he was in there, a turtle paw popped out. Lemur and Rocky flinched, afraid of the turtle pop, but they had nothing to fear. Inside Tommy's paw was a bowl. He handed it to Lemur and Rocky to smoke.
Oh, hell yeah! I missed my morning waking big, so I'm game.
Rocky grabbed it and took a big, huge hit and handed it to Lemur.
No, I'm good, dude. I want to stay level-headed. We're totally on a mission, and I don't want to mess it up with MJ.
Well, I'm an unpaid intern. What are they gonna do? Not hire me? Come on, New York quits. Don't be like New York, Lem. You need to chill out, bird dog.
Rocky would take a few more drags of the bowl and handed it back to Tommy, empty. Tommy finally popped out of his shell.
So I got good news and I got bad news. Good news is I did find one. Bad news is where it's located.
Oh, thank Bugs Bunny you found one. Where is it? It can't be that bad.
It's in the blast zone.
The blast zone was where one of the old bombs released, killing many humans and mutating the rest that survived. Tommy drew up a map to help them get there.
Have you ever been there?
Look at me. How fast do you think I can travel?
I don't know. Like 10, 12 miles per hour?
That's swimming. Walking is like 3, 4 miles an hour. I'm a turtle. I'm slow. If I go there, I become turtle soup. They say to avoid it at all costs for a reason.
What's the reason?
Anybody that's ever gone there has never came back.
Whoa!
Wow! Oh yeah, I almost forgot. I got you a Wake-A-Bake shirt, dude.
Whoa, that's totally gnarly. And it's signed by Wake-A-Bake? Hey, Liam, any chance I can get you to sign it too?
Sure, no problem.
After signing it, Lemur handed the shirt back to Tommy. Tommy handed Rocky the map, and him and Lemur jumped into Lemur's car and went on their way.
Good luck, you guys.
They went off to start their journey. After being on the road a while, Rocky screamed.
So, Lean, are you ready for a rap battle?
Okay, I'm game. Hey, Rocky. You look and smell like a fart. Hey, Rocky! I don't think you have heart. You're a tiny, mangy raccoon, and you sound just like you're 12. If you need a job, I hear Santa's looking for elves. Yeah, sperm by lemur is more than you can take. Cha-cha-cha. It's great! Let's see you outdo that, dude.
That was pretty good, Liam. Let me show you how a professional does it. Hey, lemur. You sound so dumb and lame. Hey, lemur. Why do you look so plain? Your voice is like a robot's. You sound so monotone and bad. You couldn't even entertain anybody, because we're so glad this burn from Rocky is more than you can take. Chicka-cha-cha. So go leave and masturbate. I win.
I think we're both the real winners today. So what am I looking for? What things?
It looks pretty easy, Liam. Just a couple of straight shots. Tommy wrote some weird things on here, though.
Weird as in how?
Chanting blooms?
Give me that.
Lemur grabbed the map and looked.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. What's a troll toll bridge? I don't even know how to say the place we even need to go.
Is a twerp?
Ha ha ha, you are a twerp.
Hey! That's not nice. I'm not a twerp. Do you even know what a twerp is?
Yeah, it's you, dude.
No, stop it! If you don't know the definition of a word, Liam, then you shouldn't be using it. It might not mean what you think. You could be sounding a lot stupider than you think.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Or maybe I just sound really cool and invented a new way that that word is said.
Yeah, you wish. Only I can do that, bird dog. Hey, Liam, do you think there's zombie humans, mutants out here?
Lemur didn't have much time to answer as they pulled upon the singing flowers.
I don't know, dude. Hurry up, roll up the windows. Do you hear that?
From the distance, you can hear them sing a old familiar song. Come on, ride the train. The rainbow boo. Come on, ride the train. Choo-choo-choo train. Yeah, 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 yeah. I think I did. Okay, that's fine. You get the picture.
What are you doing? Don't slow down. Go faster! Before the song gets stuck in my head.
They sang the song on repeat over and over as Lemur drove his car through. Lemur had covered his ear and started singing the bun song.
Ooh, that bun looks scandalous. Watching it flip up fluffalish. So loose like a goose, it could be a dish. Your slow bomb dropping me in a twist. Yeah, girl, I can make it last all night long. I make a money mess, so I wrote a song. Made it so damn catchy, but sing along. It's like living inside a taco. She had to be a bun. Bun, bun. Love a Lucy bun. Bun, bun. Space buns run. Run, run! I think I say it again.
Lemur and Rocky had finally passed through the singing flowers. Lemur uncovered his ears.
I bet you thought you'd never hear me sing that one, did you, Rock?
Lemur glanced over at Rocky and noticed that his window was open a crack.
Boop, boop, ah. I think I did, I think I did, I think I did, I think I did. Well, come on, ride the train. Lorraine, boop, boop, come on, ride the train. Lorraine, boop, boop. Come on, what are you doing, bird dog? Go back!
Lemur clenched his fist and knocked Rocky out with one punch to the face as the flowers had possessed him.
Holy cow! I always wanted to do that. It's just sometimes he's really fucking annoying. I'm so sorry, dude. Ah, great. Now I feel bad. Let me grab the map and check out what we got going on.
The Troll Toll Bridge was next. He stared at the map trying to figure out what was Izawap.
What the hell is the name of this place? Izawap. I see Werp. Is a word? No, you idiot. It's not B at the end. It's P. I don't know what the hell's with these weird names.
Limmer sat in silence, unable to answer his own questions. He reached over and shook Rocky. Limmer wasn't paying much attention to the road. He was lost in thought and was trying to wake Rocky up while also driving the car. Never take your eyes off the road, kiddies. He hadn't noticed that the gnomes were stuck in his car for a few miles now.
Dude, wake up! Red Rocky, come on, wake up, dude! Chicka-cha-cha? Come on, I need you, dude!
They gathered in numbers as they were almost ready to attack. Limmer stopped trying to wake Rocky up and looked up at the road and saw something fly out in front of him.
Ah, what the fuck is that?
He hit the gnome and it shattered into little pieces. Limmer slammed on his brakes and got out of the car to assess the damage. When he ran over to the body of the gnome, there was nothing there but broken porcelain glass. Limmer hadn't noticed a troll throwing a garden gnome into his car. He thought it was a real gnome. Confused as he walked back to the car and looked at the damage, there was a small bump, and everything else looked okay. He looked underneath the car and got hit over the head with a big stick and knocked out when he did this. Two trolls put him in a net and started dragging him away. Limmer awoke to being pulled by the two trolls. He looked around and it was just the three of them.
I've never tasted Limmer before. I hope it tastes good.
I'm gonna season him up to taste a little better. What was that?
What's what?
I sense something in the air.
Troll 1 was dragging Limmer, but he had stopped.
Oh, goody, he's awake. Let's change that.
Limmer silently screamed with a gag in his mouth. The troll stopped and went back in attack position.
Just kill the Limmer now!
I don't want a sacrifice. I want a sacrifice!
Just as Troll 1 pulled out a giant club to hit Limmer, Rocky dropped down from the treetops of the night.
I got you, bird dog! Follow me!
He knocked out one of the trolls, and the other one ran away to the safety of the woods. Rocky quickly unbound Limmer, and they started to retreat back to the car.
What? How are you even here? Where are we going?
Woke up in the car, and through the car, Leem. And, well, I saw him take you away, and that's how I found you.
They both zigzagged through the woods. When they got up to the car, they hurried up and ran over to it and hopped inside.
Thanks for saving me, buddy. That was total shatter on your part.
Come on, we don't got much time, Leem. Put your claws of your paws on the cars and let's go!
Limmer pulled out the keys, turned on the car, and peeled away. While Rocky locked all the doors, a troll appeared out of nowhere and ran towards the car and jumped on it. Limmer floored it, weaving left and right chaotically.
Must taste, Limmer!
As the guys raced forward, making good time, a big, long bridge could be seen from a distance.
Ah, raccoon, too gamey. I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah? Stupid porcelain troll. At least I'm not made out of a toilet. Hey, Bird Dog, look ahead. It's the Troll Toll Bridge. We made it. Chicken cha-cha.
All right. Shatter. We're almost there, Bird Dog.
What do you think this part of our adventure will hold, Beam?
I have no clue, but no matter what, we gotta stick together, bro.
I totally concur.
They slowed down and pondered how to cross the bridge that was old and rickety. It looked very dangerous to cross, as if it would fall apart.
Maybe we should walk it.
I think the car will fit. Plus, I really don't want to leave the safety of the car, Bird Dog.
No doubt on if it will fit, but it's... Well, a bridge hold.
It has to. You know how heavy the transmitter's gonna be? Let alone to load it onto the car? With just me and you?
Hey, I'm not fat. Is that what you're insinuating? But, yeah. I guess when you're right, you're right.
Limmer and Rocky went over to the edge and looked down. It was a long way down if they didn't make it. They hopped in the car, Limmer backed it up, and they floored it over the bridge. Halfway across, they could see the transmitter. It looked brand new, even unused for its age. They got across the bridge and parked right next to the transmitter. Limmer hopped out of the car and up to the transmitter to unhook it.
Dude, we totally have to do this quickly. It's probably gonna be so heavy that it's gonna require both of our strength just to swap it over to the top of the car.
Lame.
Wait, did you say lame or lean?
I said lame.
Right, so which one did you say, lame or lean?
I said lame.
Oh, it sounded like you said my name.
You would hear your name when I said lame. Wait, so why am I even here? Look at me. I couldn't even lift a branch.
Or a twig. I don't know, good company?
Right. Yeah. Wait. Hey. That's not nice. I could lift a twig. Just not a branch. But I guess you're right. I do hate work. Let's get this done and over with already.
Hey, you're the one that wanted to go on a most excellent adventure. Do you think we should have brought Fauna with us for help?
Yeah, totally, dude. She's crazy strong. She would have been way more useful to you than I am. Damn it! Why hasn't anybody made a portable pulley system yet?
Rocky peered all around the area before he got out. It looked clear, like there was not a soul around. As he got out of the car, he continued to look all around. He was really sketched out, paranoid, always looking over his shoulder every second. Lemur unclasped the tower and tried to push it over, while Rocky stood guard for the moment.
Hurry up, bird dog. I don't like it out here. I got a weird feeling in my gut like we're being watched, and it's freaking me out.
I can't believe how great the transmitter is. I mean, it's smaller than I thought it would be, and it was anchored to the ground, not the roof, which is kind of weird, but I'm just happy to have one.
How stupid that they put it on the ground and not in the air.
Right? Come on, dude, I got it all unhooked. Help me push it over.
Made in the USA. 1-1-1-9-88. Wow, this thing was created on New Year's Day. I always kind of wished my birthday was on a holiday.
Mine is. But no, you don't. People tend to forget your birthday and only remember the holiday. Random people saying, Happy Halloween, Lemur. But it's never a happy birthday if you don't remember my birthday. Total bummer, bro.
That's actually really sad, Lem. I'm sorry, man. Doesn't sound a little conceited at all.
It is what it is. Now push, we're almost there. Come on, push harder. Put your little stubby tail into it.
I am, Lem. I can't push any harder or I'll get a hemorrhoid. Or maybe become one because I'm so small.
The guys began to push the transmitter onto the car successfully. Although it was mainly Lemur who had done it, as Rocky stopped about halfway to warn him of what he had seen.
Lemur! Alright, finally done. Don't call me that, dude. You know it pisses me off. I don't think the transmitter's gonna go anywhere. Now what do you want?
He shook the tower in place on the car. Lemur and Rocky looked all around. They could see light blue, yellow, and red eyes glaring at them from the shadows. As they quickly jumped down to get into the car, they wouldn't make it. A heavy fog would quickly set in, and the glowing eyes would emerge from the fog and grab them. They wouldn't be able to see anything as they passed out as quickly as they were grabbed. It would be a while before they awoke. They would get tied to a flagpole near their car. As they awoke from being knocked out, they looked around. They saw different colors of glowing eyes, but nothing else. The eyes had them surrounded in a giant circle, and they spoke in gibberish. One of the eyes of the crowd would walk forward from the darkness. When Rocky and Lemur finally saw him, he looked like a giant beetle, but was also a man.
What brings you to our merry mutated town, friends?
Lemur and Rocky screamed as they saw his appearance. The leader walked over to them and got in Lemur's face, and then Rocky's.
Please don't eat me.
Or me, I'm too gamey.
No, I'm the one who's too gamey. You're delicious. The troll said so.
He said he never tasted me. I could be bad tasting.
Now why are you stealing our shiny?
What, the transmitter?
The crowd erupted in a roar of gibberish.
Quiet down. Quiet. Everyone, shut the hell up!
The crowd uproared in confusion.
You see, Mr. Leader Beetle, sir, we work for a radio station called 99.9 WHAM WHAM Radio.
The crowd went insane. Lemur and Rocky looked at one another in terror.
And our, shiny broke, so we can't deliver. Unless we replace our shiny, that's where we need yours.
I see. Let's take a vote. Who wants to feast on Lemur and Raccoon tonight?
The crowd went insane as they were really hungry.
Okay, now who wants to banish them to which they can never return, and if they do return, we eat them?
The crowd really had no opinion. they were as equally excited to banish Lemur and Rocky as they were to eat them.
Oh man, Rock, we're totally boned!
Totally unshattered.
Rocky and Lemur shimmied up the pole, so they were standing now, not sitting.
Quiet down, everyone. As the leader, I have made my decision. My decision is to eat.
When Rocky stood up, the leader gasped.
Could it really be you? I know that stubby tail.
Hey, it's not stubby. It's normal-sized for my height.
He pointed at Rocky's tail. The mutant leader remembered a time when animals were just animals, and humans still ruled the world. He thought back to a simpler time, like on a Saturday, when he would go out and feed the ducks in the park.
They were quackers.
One day, he found a wounded raccoon whose tail was caught in a trap. The leader ran over to help the raccoon, who at first tried to attack him. But the man would eventually free the raccoon, not giving up. His tail would never be the same. But along with the ducks, the man would always now return every Saturday to feed his new friend. He would bring him nuts and berries. Shortly after this, the guy fell in love with a woman. We learn his name is Paul, and his wife is Linda. They even named the raccoon Rocky, and the ducks Donald, Huey, Louie, Howard, and Daisy.
Rocky Raccoon!
How do you know my name?
Because I'm the one who saved you and named you so long ago. Your tail's stubby because you got it stuck in a trap and I released you.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Lemur nudged him as to play along.
Oh yeah, I remember. You think you can help out an old friend and, untie us?
What exactly happened here?
A mutated human emerged from the crowd. Oh god, was he ugly. Imagine as if you could see someone with their flesh turned inside out. He explained.
Hello, I am Josh Dowd, this town's historian. And no, I'm not joshing you, but don't doubt it.
Oh, I get it.
Wait, what?
Shut up, Liam, pay attention, this guy's funny.
Many years ago, in a time far, far away, the world was an evil place ruled by men with money. Technology like robots were created to help humans' lives be easier, but others sought out eternal life. From what I gathered, the government put special programming into each human turned into a robot. It would turn them into trained assassins, and horrible things would be done to protect America. Eventually, a dictator of a little country decided to release a biochemical airborne toxin with no sudden warning. The world went into mass hysteria. The rich spent their wealth leaving the planet as quickly as possible, and the rest were either doomed to die or mutate. The nukes hit all over the world. One hit a few miles. We thought it was a bomb and would explode, but instead, it released a toxin into the air that caused death for all those that inhaled it. But for those who were sheltered in areas with a little bit of protection, they would begin to mutate over time. I got lucky to find shelter in a radio station, but I was unlucky enough to not fully make it there in time. I remember seeing an explosion and losing control of my car. I hit something and faded in and out, so I finally woke up inside the radio station. I saw a robot vaguely drag my car, rip my door off, and carry me inside the radio station. He saved my life, but it was too late. I was already exposed and started to mutate a few days later. Once I mutated, I knew it was safe to come back outside again.
Whoa! They don't teach you that in school.
Yeah, I know, right? If they did, I probably would've went. Wait, is it safe out here for us to breathe in the air? Oh my bugs, I've been breathing it all along.
Haha, yes. You're fine, that was about 100 years ago. I am gonna pardon you guys, but you must never return again. We'll have to kill you if you do. If you tell anyone of our existence, we will find you alone in the shadows and devour you. This place must remain a secret.
What about the guy that told us about your place?
Shut up, dude!
Ah, who, Tommy? Don't worry, he's alright.
How did you even know?
The leader released them and escorted them back to their car, which already had the transmitter attached. The crowd grew angry as they would not be eaten lemur or raccoon and started a riot. The leader, Rocky, and Lemur quickly got back to their car. They hopped inside and started it up. Lemur saw a wig and bake shirt in the backseat and handed it to the leader.
Thanks for everything.
Rocky pulled out a small portable radio.
Here, now you can listen to us when we get our tower fixed.
He went to hand it to the leader, but saw the mob quickly coming towards them and dropped it on the ground.
Go, you stupid animals. I don't love you anymore.
The boombox on the ground played the radio station static, and the glowing eyes ran towards the sound, instead of Lemur and Rocky. As they floored it over the bridge, it started to break apart.
I told you it wasn't gonna fit!
Shut up, we're gonna make it!
They made it across the bridge, and it would collapse into the water, thousands of feet below.
Phew! We just made it. Now we just gotta get home. And watch out for the scary trolls and the singing flowers.
Turn on some music, dude. Hey, Rock, the radio you left behind, you put it on 99.9, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Wait. I don't know. I was kind of worried I was going to be eaten, so I hurried up and threw it.
Well, let's hope you did, because at least they'll be entertained now. Hopefully once we get the transmitter attached.
Lemur turned on 99.9 WHAM Wham Radio, but it was just static coming through on the radio.
Dude, you should play a song through your phone.
I'm on it.
Lemur and Rocky take turns singing a old punk song.
Because you don't
know us at all. We love our people who fall, but what would you expect with a country so small?
Heavy metal and bullets, it's Hollywood rage. Maidens and priests were the gods that we praise.
Cause we like having fun and other people's expenses. Cutting people down is just a minor offense.
None of your concern, I guess I'll never learn. I'm sick of being told to wait my turn.
I don't wanna waste my time because another casualty of society.
I'll never fall in line. Cause another victim of your conformity. And back down, down, down.
Down, down,
down.
I think it's time we celebrate for a job well done.
Rocky pulled a joint out from his fur coat.
Hey, Lean, you got a lighter?
I thought I had one. Sorry, dude, I don't.
He reached around for a lighter, but couldn't find one. Lemur reached in his pocket, but also wasn't able to locate one.
Pull over for a quick second.
Lemur pulled over, and Rocky quickly hopped out of the car. He gathered some nearby rocks and clanked them together to light some dead leaves on fire. Lemur got out and stood guard and watched. The fire quickly caught, and Rocky lit the joint. They walked back to the car and got inside.
Damn you, bird dog! You were sitting on the lighter the whole time!
As they headed off, they didn't see that their little fire had suddenly turned into a big fire, and everything all around was catching ablaze.
You know, dude, we probably should have put out that fire.
What's the worst that can happen? The place burns down?
Dude, did you forget what Ranger Danger taught us as a kid?
I didn't forget. You don't trust strangers. And only we can prevent forest fires. Oh, wait. I see what you mean. Eep.
As they were riding along the winding road, a troll would emerge out of nowhere. He landed on the hood and climbed to the top of the car and started stabbing it with his little sword. He would come close to hitting Lemur and Rocky, but the sword was too short.
Hurry up, put up all the windows, the singing flowers are just ahead.
Lemur floored the accelerator, and they quickly arrived to the singing flowers.
If you got to, dude, I got through it by singing the bun song. Just cover your ears.
What? Really? The bun song?
Worked for me the first time.
As they entered the singing flowers, Rocky and Lemur made sure the windows were up and sang the bun song together.
That bun looks scandalous. Why'd you not flip a floppalish? So loose like a goose, like a bee dish. You slow bun drop, got me in a twist. Yeah, girl, I can make it last all night long. Make a bunny medicine, someone wrote a song. Man, it's so damn catchy, you would sing along. It was like living inside a taco. She had a B.I. bun, fun, fun. Floppalishy bun, fun, fun. Space buns run, run, run! I think I say it again. She had a B.I. bun, fun, fun. Space buns run, run! All night long. Maybe I can be your bone. Oh, I wanna see the bunny bounce. I wanna see the bunny bounce. I wanna see the bunny bounce, maybe wanna jump a fence. I wanna see the bunny bounce. I wanna make the bunny bounce. I wanna see the bunny bounce. Bounce bunnies, bunnies on that lawn. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
The troll on top of Lemur's car couldn't take the song of the singing flowers or the song that Lemur and Rocky were singing. He would eventually fall off the top of the vehicle and hit the ground and start singing.
Uh-oh, come on, ride the train. Lorraine, choo-choo, come on, ride the train. Lorraine, choo-choo, come on, ride the train. It's a choo-choo train. Come on, ride the train. It's a choo-choo train.
An awkward silence occurred before Rocky randomly said,
"Whoa, I can't believe you just sang the bun song, Lean. Like, how do you even know the lyrics when you hate the song so much?"
Desperate times call for desperate measures. And I can thank you and Fauna for always singing the fucking stupid song yet and it's stuck in my head.
Right. Fauna, and me. I know you secretly listen to it up in your room all by yourself, but you play it once during your show every night. Don't be blaming us.
I only play it because it's what the people want to hear, unfortunately.
You know, going back to earlier, Liam, my tails have average size and shape.
Oh, I know it, Red Rocket.
Really? You're never going to let me live that down, are you? I tried to play it off as a cool nickname. He even gave you another one, like chicka-chicka, to work with. But you always Red Rocket me.
How about Ruru?
Shut your noise hole, Liam. Only Fauna and my mom can call me that. This just sounds really wrong and really weird when you do it.
Fair enough.
They pulled into the radio station and unloaded the tower. Fauna had gathered everything from the roof and brought it to the ground and had it set up for them. All three of them worked together to get the transmitter up and working, calibrated, so everything was perfect again. The radio station came broadcasting through the most clear it's ever been.
Good job, Rocky.
Thanks, son. See, for once, I'm the hero. For knowing something that you old folks couldn't do.
You're only 3 years younger than me. But yes, props for knowing how to broadcast our signal again. What took you guys so long?
You wouldn't believe me even if I told you.
Well, between enchanted singing flowers, trolls, mutated humans, we made out pretty good, I think.
What? Flowers, trolls, and mutants? Glad I missed this adventure.
We hear 99.9 WHAM Wham Radio. The song, Come Out Ride the Train, Lorraine, comes over to Wham Radio.
Oh, what a classic song. I haven't heard this since I was a little reindeer.
Fauna busted out some dance moves, while Lemur and Rocky looked at each other and screamed in horror. They ran off into the night.
Oh god, no, please, no.
Oh my god, Bugs Bunny, no, not again. Run away, don't listen to it.
Please, oh merciful Bugs Bunny, please make it stop. I don't want to be possessed again.
Hey, what's going on, Bird Dogs? Creator Josh Dowd here. I also do the voice of Lemur and Rocky. And I just wanted to say, please, don't cobra anybody. It sounds like it's a lot of fun, but it's a dick move on your part.
Yeah, listen to him, Bird Dogs. He's right. Don't do it.
I'm gonna get you.
No, fuck you, dude. Leave me alone.
Ugh, idiot.